This is St. Louis Public Radio. It would be just another stop sign in St. Louis, except for the man standing on the corner. He's waving or striking a pose, hollering and high-fiving, and everyone is waving back. St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney stopped to meet him.
What's that, buddy?
The man on the corner is Louis Claiborne.
Better known as Brother Louis.
He's the cook at a church daycare on Tower Grove Avenue in the city's Grove neighborhood, and he marshals commuters through this intersection.
Hey, Louis, how you doing?
How you doing, buddy?
Before the sun comes up, Louis is here, people hustling by, and Louis cheering them on. For brief moments, their commutes slow down. They honk, not out of anger, but love. Cyclists swerve to come in for a high five, and trucks brake so grown men can lean out the window and dance along.
They like the smiling wave. They like it, they enjoy it. You know, they just let me know that people need it. You know, they need some encouragement, you know. They need somebody, a positive role model. Hey, Henry, how you doing, babe? No, we need it. You know, sometimes the coffee ain't gonna do it.
Louis is 52. He grew up in East St. Louis, where he says life was tough, but...
I would do anything for a laugh. Nothing bad. But anything, you know, just to get people to smile, you know, because school was hard.
He moved to the Grove neighborhood in the 80s. One day, he woke up before dawn and saw a girl waiting for the school bus by herself in the dark. He's been coming outside to watch over this block ever since.
Oh, it's long. About 14 or 15 years.
He's not married, has no children of his own, but he has a family, he says.
What's that, family?
Every passerby.
Yeah, you more than just a stranger. You my family. Hey, dog. You my family. And they getting it. It's catching on.
Anthony Award, now 21, grew up seeing Claiborne on her way to school.
He does this little growl thing at the kids.
Say rah, say rah.
All the kids know it, and he used to do that to me when I was a kid, too. So that's one of the memories that I think all kids will have, and I also have of him, too. He's just a really amazing guy. He really is.
MK Stallings' 3-year-old son has learned to open up while on his way to preschool.
Yeah, and you know what? He's encouraged my son to wave. So he'll wave at him, and it'll be, you know, fun. Kind of like he's doing right now. He's waving.
When morning rush hour winds down and lunch at the daycare has been served, Louis goes across the street to Adams Elementary, where school counselor Capri Graves says he volunteers.
You could say he works here. He really doesn't, but you could say he works here every day. He's here every day.
Louis is a constant presence. The only thing that changes is the hat he puts on.
My hat becomes my character for that day. Yeah, now I got my little alligator on for the elementary school. I'm an alligator today.
One morning, Linda Menard pulled over on her way to work at Children's Hospital.
He makes my day. When you're not in a good mood, there's a smile and a wave, and it just helps you. It makes you feel better. And I'm retiring, and so I just wanted to give him a card and say thank you.
Brother Lewis, I'm retiring this week, and I will miss you smiles and waves. Thanks so much for making my day start off with a smile and wave, Linda. Yeah.
Lewis says he'll be on this corner until he can't wave his arms anymore.
Oh yeah, this become my legacy. I figure. Hey, buddy. When I'm dead and gone, they'll remember the guy that used to wave. I hope so anyway.
I'm Ryan Delaney, St. Louis Public Radio.
Have a good day now.